We always knew that the soldier chap, my father, wasn't going to be prosecuted because he was dead. But the news today has been devastating. The atmosphere in the room, he could have cut with a knife, I think. It's been a serious blow. But put it like this, we've come this far, and it'll go on. We're not finished.
So you're not accepting the findings that there is insufficient evidence for the rest of these people?
Well, looking at it from a personal point of view, I'm on a pragmatic view.
Yeah.
It's very simple for me. Did people get murdered on Bloody Sunday? That goes without saying. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Now, who were the perpetrators? Well, we know who the perpetrators were. It was a battalion of a regiment who went out and undiscriminately killed people, murdered people, who were trying to get away, basically. So when you put that and add that up, what does that tell you? How do you reconcile that with evidence based against individuals, because they all say different conflicting stories and they all give conflicting evidence and so forth? At the end of the day, they were all together. There was association there. There's going to have to be some kind of judicial review of this, and we're going to have to find out, you know, where do we go from here?
Well, we had Karen Bradley's comments and Ulster politicians nodding in agreement that, effectively paraphrasing, these people were just doing their jobs. With those comments so fresh in your mind, is it a further insult to injury?
It's an absolute insult to injury. Karen Bradley's comments were deeply hurtful because she basically says that if you're a policeman, if you're a soldier, you're working for the government, then you're above the law, you're above reproach. That's basically what she's saying, as far as I'm concerned. And we all know that's not the truth. The reality is people were murdered on Bloody Sunday. And there's been other atrocities, and let's not forget those. But this particular regiment is accountable for a lot of deaths, innocent people. And they're the custodians, and meant to be the custodians of the British legal system. Okay.